get me glide into this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. CEO shooting suspect Luigi Mangione has just arrived at the courthouse in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
As completely out of touch and insult the intelligence of the American people.
He's there for an extradition hearing that could send him to New York to face charges in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He stopped cooperating, police said last night when they were questioning him. Initially, he had been responsive. When they picked him up at that McDonald's yesterday, he did not fight the arrest. He appeared very nervous as soon as they asked whether he'd been in New York recently.
A wildfire has burned through more than 2,200 acres in and near Malibu, and the National Weather Service has red flag warnings up for continued dry and windy conditions in Southern California. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
We've got hundreds of fire crews here on the ground. They are joined by search and rescue teams. At this point, it's unclear how many people, if any people at all, are still missing. We've also heard helicopters and aircraft overhead. They're conducting their aerial drop.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has heard testimony for and against Donald Trump's plan for the mass deportation of illegal migrants.
An emotional Patty Moran, whose daughter Rachel was raped and killed by a man who entered the U.S. illegally, told the panel.
These type of immigrants should not be in our country.
DACA recipient and assistant Philadelphia DA Fode Ture offered prayers to Moran, but says
mass deportation hurts all of us, our family, our community, and our society.
He says many immigrants like him are now pillars of their communities. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
In New York, court papers show prosecutors asking a judge not to throw out the president-elect's hush money criminal conviction while suggesting ways to preserve the verdict without punishment or a long legal fight. Could the fall of Syria's Assad government mean a possible ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza? National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is hopeful.
We are working this extremely hard. We do think there's an opportunity here to get a hostage deal in place.
Syrian rebels have already freed thousands of political prisoners and tens of thousands of others who were jailed by the Assad regime. Syrian Community Network's Maya Atassi says many of them were young people caught in the political crossfire.
Oftentimes it was young men and boys, like ages 12 and 13 years old, who were sort of there, who may not have had even any political affiliation, but were gathered up in the storm and then in the crackdown and taken away.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 33 points and the Nasdaq has lost just over 1 point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. There's a meeting tonight to talk about a major Racine County road due for an upgrade. The state DOT is hosting a public meeting regarding the Green Bay Road reconstruction project. The work will span from Highway 20 to Highway 11. The meeting is taking place at the Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church. It's going to get cold. Temperatures are expected to drop to the teens by Thursday, and wind chills could reach 10 below zero. While you may see flurries in the short term, warmer weather could bring rain this weekend. Those needing assistance with the cold can call 211 for local warming center information. Uline has unveiled its new mother of all warehouses. It's a massive 1.4 million square foot distribution center located in Kenosha County near the Cheese Castle. The new facility expands Uline's total footprint in the area to more than 10 million square feet. A Kenosha company has agreed to pay over $500,000 to settle allegations from the EPA. It was regarding the sale of unregistered pesticides. Beckart Environmental Inc. faced claims that it sold products without proper registration, although they deny any wrongdoing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11 to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. It snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought down the stretch, he was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures were already hit early this morning and are sliding to near 20 tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow afternoon. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
WRJN. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Local news and timeless hits from Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. So when, do you ask, is the next keyword in Civic Media's grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest? Well, that next keyword is coming up in the 4 p.m. hour. You're going to want to be listening for your chance to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and other great prizes, too. It's coming up in the 4 p.m. hour on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and only buy. When I grandpa, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, right on, da 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 da, right on. Oh, oh, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
We'll
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. He wraps up the weekend box office results for us. Brett?
Well, at number five was the holiday action movie Red One. In its fourth week release, the movie took in $7 million. At number four was a movie from Bollywood. Pushpa, The Rule Part 2 is an Indian action thriller distributed in several languages. It took in $9.3 million this past weekend for fourth place. At number three was Gladiator 2, bringing in $12.5 million. Number two was Wicked with $34.9 million. And at number one for the second week in a row was Moana 2, earning $52 million and surpassing the $300 million mark in total. It's anyone's race this upcoming week with the Marvel movie Kraven the Hunter and the anime adaptation of The Lord of the Rings, The War of Rohirrim. Make your plans now to see any of these movies or some of the holiday classics that are currently playing at your local theater.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Day number six of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for selection, service, and convenience. Don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. Plus, Saturday, December 21st, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., meet one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history, Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
It's the Shirelles and Mama Said on WRJN. We're looking for a mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 23. Tomorrow, we could see a little bit of snow in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 29. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Gene Autry on WRJN.
Happy holidays, folks, wherever you may be. Each year out in Hollywood, California, they have what they call the Santa Claus Parade. A few years ago, while I was riding in this parade, I saw smiles on thousands of faces, both young and old alike, waiting for a look at that most popular man all over the world. I can hear him shouting now, "Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus." Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out, it's Christmas time again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. So let's give thanks to the Lord.
You
other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine police are still asking for help in connection to two recent deaths. Two men died in unrelated incidents over the past weekend. On Saturday, police say 41-year-old Jeffrey Garrett died from a gunshot wound with no suspects currently identified. In a separate incident Friday, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr was fatally struck by a vehicle. In that case, a 19-year-old woman is cooperating in the investigation. Police are asking for help finding details related to both situations. There's a meeting tonight to talk about a major Racine County road due for an upgrade. The state DOT is hosting a public meeting regarding the Green Bay Road reconstruction project. The work will span from Highway 20 to Highway 11. At the event tonight, people can learn about the new design, the timeline, and the bike and pedestrian changes. The meeting is taking place at the Mount Pleasant Lutheran Church. Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old-school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures were already hit early this morning and are sliding to near 20 tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow afternoon. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Sparkle someone else.
local news and timeless hits from the Guess Who and American Woman on WRJN. One of the most misinterpreted songs ever. This is often heard as a patriotic ode or a tribute to American women, but the lyric is, American woman, get away from me. You see, the Guess Who are from Canada, and Burton Cummings, the song's lyricist, says, it really meant, Canadian women, I prefer you.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, Fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day.
Is the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. What?
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Look at them and sigh.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on WRJN. We are your home for UW Badger men's basketball all season long on WRJN. This week we've got two games for you. The first one's coming up tonight. Pre-game at 7, tip-off at 7:30 as Wisconsin travels to Illinois. The next game is coming up Saturday as Wisconsin goes to Butler. That one, pregame at 12:30, tip-off at 1. Matt LePay has the call of the game all season long on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Rescue me, I want your tender charm, 'cause I'm a lonely.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need.
WRJN.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. Of love, a mountain of love. You
shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below, there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church, there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing, that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams long above. High on a mountain 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 above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione has been denied bail in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and he is contesting his extradition to New York to face murder charges. New York has 30 days to issue a warrant for his extradition. CBS's Anna Schechter says when police arrested him yesterday, they also found evidence linking him to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
He did write 3 pages handwritten, acknowledging his actions and trying to justify them, railing against corporate America and healthcare corporations that rake in profits and they don't actually benefit the American public. And then he described sort of taking things into his own hands.
The Malibu wildfire is now more than 2,200 acres big, and it sent thousands of people to safer ground. This woman owns a horse ranch.
I got everybody up and out of the house and tried to stay back and save the horses.
She was able to save just one of her horses. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone says the weather is not helping.
The current red flag alert.